What's up, guys? Welcome back to another Kind of Funny reaction to episode 3 of WandaVision. As always, I'm Tim Geddes, joined by Greg Miller.
Hi.
The big dog, Kevin Coelho.
The hell was that?
It's me saying hi, Kevin, in my native tongue of Sokovia.
Oh, Lord. The Nitro Rifle and Cortez.
No, I can't sing. I don't remember.
God, that'd be awesome if you already memorized it.
God. The producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
I love everything. Let's talk about the show.
Let's talk about the show. A fun fact I want to give you guys about the franchise, similar to Mandalorian, where they don't really reveal the episode titles until they actually come out and they change the description or whatever. They went back and retroactively added titles to the last couple episodes. Ooh, number one was Film Before a Live Studio Audience. Number two was Don't Touch That Dial. And number three was Now in Color. So that's fun. So here we are. Brady Bunch, starting off with some fun little Brady Bunch inspired, but not fully going all the way of the grid stuff, which I guess makes sense. But another fantastic episode if I've ever seen.
God, what a good episode. You kidding me?
Give me your thoughts.
Great theme song. Great twists. We're starting to get more into it, Greg.
I'm loving that we're getting more into it, Greg. No, it was great. I mean, it, you know, having that Brady Bunch thing, the main plot of, you know, the A plot here of her getting more and more pregnant as it goes and having all the different things. I loved all that. But then, you know, what I'm excited for, as we all are, I'm sure, is to see the, you know, all start falling apart, right? And see the cracks start forming. And so, like, and not only am I enjoying the episode, just like episodes 1 and 2 for the, you know, the kitsch throwback, you know, the parody they're doing, but then, you know, to have the moment of Vision, you know, being like, something's wrong here. And then that immediately glitch that it looks like a Disney Plus glitch or a Netflix glitch, right, to begin with. And then have it rewind a little bit. Awesome. Then to have him out there talking to them and them, you know, the neighbors start breaking for a second or whatever as he starts piecing it together. Awesome. And then when, you know, she had the sword on, and then when, you know, she mentions Petrov, right? And then, like, when he comes back in, she's like, oh, she had to go home. And Jen was like, oh my God, she killed her. I'm like, no, this is the part from the trailer. She's about to get yanked out. And then to go have it go blah, widescreen and have her fly fucking out. Oh my God, so good.
Kev?
So maybe like a third in, I was like, wow, this is so much fun. This whole like pregnancy thing, it's so silly. I'm so like, I'm enjoying it so much. And then I was like, started dreading like when reality comes in and when like you realize like there's no kids. He's dead, and like how dark the show is gonna go. I don't know that I can handle it, guys. I don't know.
You want to stay in the dream world? Yeah. Kevin wants to stay in the Hydra. Let's stay here. You know what I mean?
Nick, I know you were so ready to go at it, and Andy, I gotta hold you back just a little longer. Nick, what'd you think?
Oh man, I love the show. I think this is it continues to be a very creative and cool and new way to do these TV shows. And I'm right there with Kevin, where the more saccharine it gets, the darker you know it's going to turn. And it starts with that, like, now that Vision's noticing it more and more, and it starts with that, like, him looking over and having the guy that's like trimming the hedge. He's like, yeah, trim the hedge a little too far down there. And he's just cutting into the fucking brick of the dividing wall. So that's crazy. And I want to give just another shout out to the production design behind this, where a lot of this episode obviously is shot with like shallower focus, so you can't see, but then when the focus is deeper, you can totally tell that the sides of the yards are just backdrops that are
painted. It's so great. Like, what an amazing reveal. Yeah, no, because there was where you see Vision and it's kind of like, oh, that just doesn't look that great. But then when you see the reverse shot and it's like, oh, damn, like it straight up is a set. Like,
that's, and it's cool. Only like 4 feet away from the edge of the house. It's so well done. And so they're,
but that's because that's how they shot those shows, right? I mean, they're parodying Brady Bunch and all that stuff. Because before, like the other episodes, right? Like the black and white episode, they had an actual depth of field, an actual neighborhood they were in.
Well, they did the camera that they were using, it's like they used it like a more modern camera, which then revealed the secrets and shit.
So the way they're shooting it is so interesting, because the visual storytelling language behind that, when they switch to more modern techniques, it starts showing the cracks. And it's so cool. Like, I would just love to sit there and interview like the cinematographer for this episode specifically. But like, how did you choose to set these shots up? Because it really does lend to that very, very eerie feeling that Kevin's talking about, where you're like, something's really good. It's about to just happen. And then, you know, she dials it all back and all that stuff. Really, really cool.
Andy Cortez.
Yeah, totally agreed, man. I mean, the camera usage. Not only with that, but obviously we know that the cracks start to show whenever they have that sort of close-up moment on her, on Wanda, similar to in episode one, where we get that close-up shot of her, and then suddenly it's crazy deep focus. It's no longer one of the A, B, or C cameras on the television set. It is a completely different angle, and that's what sort of shows you, like, oh, this is where we are breaking the reality or whatever. But yeah, just super unsettling, man. I love when those moments happen. It reminds me of, I don't know, playing Control or, you know, a Kojima game or something like that. When we have that reset with Vision and we have that sort of glitch, you know, I was waiting for Psycho Mantis to pop up on my screen and ask me, like, what games I've been playing recently and shit. Yeah, I don't know. I'm digging the hell out of it. I'm loving the generational leaps in between the sitcom themes. And I just want to know what the hell is happening. And it's exciting to not know right now, especially at the end with Wanda. You know, Greg, you were mentioning that Jen said, it was like, oh, my God, she killed her. But the way Wanda reacted to that situation, the way she responded to Vision, makes me wonder if she, like, I don't know. It felt very sinister from her side, where the rest of the episode, she's just as clueless as everybody else is, right? She's very much, what did you say about Pietro, Ultron? What are you fucking mentioning when she has that sort of break in reality? Mm-hmm. But then when Vision walks in and says, where did, I'm already forgetting her name. It's Geraldine. Not Agnes.
Geraldine.
Where'd Geraldine go? Oh, you know, she had to leave. She went out the front door or whatever. But the look, the delivery and the way she said it and the way she looked, it's as if she found out the truth from Geraldine and then said, you're getting the hell out of here.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is, like, confusing. I'm waiting for the reveal, but I do think, like, no, Wanda is the bad guy, and I'm using quotes. I'm sure there's a badder guy above her giving her this stuff, but, like, when she's the one who rewound Vision to get out of it, right? When the one before, when they were out into the street, right, again, like, shooting it, like, how you shot the Leave It to Beaver thing in a real street, and the beekeeper comes up, she's the one who says no and sends it back. Oh, like, she... Man. Knows, you know, layers down, she knows she's in a simulation or in the Hydra soap or whatever, soak, whatever she's doing. She knows what's happening. And when she gets to that point where it starts to get revealed, she is the thing pushing it back. She's the one pushing everybody back out of it, or keeping them in it, I guess I should say.
Yeah, so definitely. Sick. I don't think she's in, like, the Hydra soap. The commercials, I think, are all just her old traumas.
I'm just throwing it out there. Hydra soap is very much really cool. In this episode, their commercial is, you know, go here and forget. And if you want to go somewhere without actually going anywhere, like, it, that's, I think, so far the most, like, oh, maybe that's where they're at thing. But yeah,
there was one line with the Hydra soap, that the tagline of it that I'm blanking on right now, but it was just like, unleash your inner beauty or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that very much sounds like Strucker trying to get the mutant gene or whatever.
Power over, right, yeah.
The Mind Stone shit that we saw in the post credits of Winter Soldier, I think it was. But this one worked so well because it being the third episode, I love how everyone seems to be cracking just a little bit more, but still committing to the overall sitcom thing. Like, I love that it was still a full episode. It's just Vision cracked a lot earlier. And so we got to see a couple more cracking moments throughout the whole thing. But what I loved is, even without it cracking, I loved seeing actual references that made the sitcom stuff feel MCU. Like them talking about Pietro, them talking about Ultron. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. It was a moment where it was like, oh shit, I didn't expect it because they're in Brady Bunch mode, you know?
Right.
So it's like, I liked seeing the kind of meshing of the different worlds instead of only just like cracking through and like something's wrong. It's like, oh shit, like, this very much still is in the world of the MCU. Another interesting thing to keep in mind is when the press was shown these episodes for a review, they were shown 1, 2, and 3 together. So I don't know what that implies, but I like the idea that there might be some type of Baby Yoda reveal next
episode. Well, I feel like 4 is going to be the one that might have a shot at opening, or very early we get the outside world. Maybe it's an entirely outside world where we pick up and it is Geraldine and it is Randall Park coming to her and them, you know, debriefing on what the hell is going on and where, what she saw inside.
It's so bizarre, Tim, because you mentioning the, you know, oh, this is tied to MCU, we are getting that Ultron reference. I don't know why I had throughout this whole episode I'd kind of forgotten that Ultron and Pietro was a thing. Like, I didn't think she would ever reference Pietro ever again in anything, like in any type of medium. I had hoped
that she wouldn't, but that's okay.
And then mentioning her brother and then the fact that Geraldine knows that Ultron killed him, that was like so unexpected for me. And I don't know why. Like, I don't know why I didn't expect those words to be uttered in this show. I just kind of felt like, maybe they, it just felt as if them referencing Ultron, I was expecting Ultron to be, because it's, you know, it's the least popular Avengers movie. Maybe they're just going to never talk about that movie ever again. I don't know why I thought that, because maybe we just all didn't love it. And they're just kind of like, oh, that's a movie that happened, but don't worry about it. Like, no, all these movies still have consequences, and they will be mentioned. And I was just very surprised by that reference.
A cool thing there is there's another show that Disney Plus added for Marvel Studios called Legends. And the first episode was like 2 weeks ago. And it seems like it's going to be a show that happens in between the Disney Plus shows. And it's just a clip show. They're like 8 minutes each. But there's two episodes right now, one for Wanda, one for Vision. And they're kind of just like catch-ups on the characters.
Yeah.
They're fun watches. They're AMVs, Andy. Like, it's just like, here's some fun music and some like fucking like random clips of the entire MCU. But it's cool because watching it does kind of, I mean, we all already kind of know what WandaVision's going to look like to some extent. But watching that, it's like, oh, okay. Like, they're going pretty hard on the Ultron stuff. And to be fair, that was both the characters' introduction, so it's not surprising.
Yeah, Sokovia.
Still cool stuff. You should watch it if you have some time.
She's singing Sokovian.
Yeah, she did.
I like that a lot.
She sure did.
Anytime I see Sokovian in a subtitle, I'm always kind of like, oh, yeah, that's right. I think one of the benefits of watching the subtitles, I was able to see those lines that Agnes was telling Herb.
So
she Kevin, it sounds like you didn't do this, but with subtitles, when Agnes and Herb are having those conversations near the fence and Vision is kind of like walking outside and Vision's very much like, what the hell is happening here, she asks Herb, did you see her go inside, she's inside there with her. There's some conversation along those lines. And so it's very much like she's concerned for Geraldine, it seems.
Yeah.
I read
it the other way.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I watch it with subtitles too, Andy, right? I'm actually getting to the scene right now. Because, yeah, Agnes whispers, what is she doing in there? I don't know. Hi, howdy, Herb and Agnes. And then it is, did you see her go inside? She went right in. And her tummy was, did Geraldine? And I think the way they were setting it up, I thought it was that they were starting to piece together that Wanda and Vision are different and weird. And then he gets over there and investigates. And it's no, they're actually worried about Geraldine because they understand that she's a virus to the program. She actually isn't there. She doesn't have a home, right? That was the moment when I was like, oh, fuck. Right.
She
doesn't have a house in the block.
It's funny. I took it as they know that she's like infiltrating and trying to fuck up what they're doing.
They do. I think, yeah, I do for sure. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think it's the same thing as I think at some level they understand whether they're willing or not that what's going on. Maybe Agnes is more in than Herb is, but like they understand too. Yeah. And they understand that she's the thing that doesn't fit. And I think it's one of those on the level they're at on the show. I don't think they fully understand that she's there and she's infiltrating and she's an agent or anything like that. But it's that she doesn't have a home. She doesn't have a family. She's in because even Vision's like, well, that's not a bad thing. And he's about the family. And they're like, they're trying to put it in their own words, like what makes them part of the world and why she's not part of the world.
So wait, are we assuming that they're piecing it together too? Because she says we're trapped in here, basically, like we're stuck in here, right?
He says that, right? Or doesn't Herb say that?
Doctor does when he's trying.
Yeah, doctor does. Yeah. I think it's again, I think Wanda at her, when she drills down, understands that I'm in dream world and I'm somehow I'm using my powers, whatever the fuck about it. And I think those people understand that they're in this place and they can't leave it, but they quickly forget that. And they're back to being happy to be in their weird sick.
Okay. So you think that, everyone's sort of getting kind of rewashed as this whole thing goes, right? So she's doing that with Vision where they start to figure it out. And then, cause that's kind of how I read the Geraldine stuff where it's like, don't go in there because if she messes everything up, like everything's running smooth right now, if she messes everything up, she'll reset it again and God knows where we'll be. The lesser of the two evils is just to maintain status quo. Because that's what it has to be, right? Because in the rest of the characters, we have that one moment where it cuts over to the other people's house where she's like, do these earrings make me look fat? And then the light goes out. The guy's like, thank God.
That's a really
funny beat. But like, they're clearly just living their life over there, right? They're not like, when we cut over to those other houses, you would expect them to be like, how do we get the fuck out of here?
No, I think they're, it's that thing. I think because Vision, I guess I shouldn't toss Vision in because who knows what he is exactly. But I think Wanda's superhero and, you know, Infinity Stone power. I think she's on a, she can operate on a different level and understand a bit better than they can, where, yeah, they are happy to be their drone lives and just be out there living in whatever the simulation is. But then when something starts happening, yeah, they want to, they understand something's wrong, but they can't really tell you why it's wrong. And I think even when you watch Geraldine, like, she asked about Petrov, right? And then when she's re-questioned on it, she can't grasp. It's like, you know, when you're in a, you wake up from a dream and you try to tell somebody about it, and it's slipping away from you. Like, I don't think she's playing coy there. I think it is legitimately that, like, she had that breakthrough moment of like, I'm here. I know you. You fought Ultron. Like, she has a mission. But when, I think when you go in the bubble, whatever Wanda or the big bad is doing, it clouds your mind and you do forget exactly why you're there and what you're doing. So Geraldine is there doing, you know, participating in the sitcom episodes, but then she has those moments of clarity where it's like, wait, I'm here for a mission. I'm here to do something. And it's, you know, obviously to get Wanda out.
And when Herb keeps trying to, because we're all, I'm just like, spit it out,
say it, say it.
Yeah. I love how much they reveal episode to episode. Like, I feel like the pace is so great for a week to week show. Like, I can't wait for next week. And I love that we're talking about this week and theorizing about it all. Like, it's super fun. Also, Billy and Tommy, they're here. Like, that's freaking crazy. It happened a lot quicker than I expected, but
yeah.
Does it make sense? I wonder if we're going to see them like actually old, like teenagers or anything.
Sure. It'd be amazing if they were both, wise. They were both played by Aaron Taylor Johnson.
And Evan,
that would be amazing.
He comes out of the womb. Did not expect that. Or was the line? I forget the line.
You bet you didn't see that coming.
Didn't see that coming.
And he's like, it was a pincer attack. I go from left, you go from right.
Tenet, dude, great reference. I love it. Thanks,
all right, guys. We will be back next week with WandaVision episode 4. Until then, love you all. Bye.